the Prophecy Club. I've got an old friend on the phone with me today, Stan Deo. Now, I know a lot of you know that name, but boy, back in 1993, when Prophecy Club first started, his book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, was one of the first books we started offering. It's very popular then, and of course, now it's still popular today, and he's updated it some too. Now, if you haven't heard of Stan Deo, let me tell you a little bit about this guy. He held an above top secret security clearance. Yes, I said that right. He held an above top secret security clearance. He worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in the development of flying saucer technology. So he can really tell you the truth. And he's an expert in advanced propulsion engineering for marine, air, and spacecraft. He's author of two books. We're going to be talking about those. And he's also an amateur archaeologist in the Middle East, which is going to be our topic today. And he has explored some real caves, like with the Indiana Jones guy. We're going to talk about that in the Qumran area of Israel. He's also done a TV documentary for several shows talking about Tesla and a series of three highly rated shows on UFOs and about whether they're back and things like that. But today we're going to be talking about oil in Israel. So, Stan, welcome to the Prophecy Club.
Good to be back, Stan. It's been a long time.
It has been.
I'm not just an old guest. I'm a guest from the olden days.
Yeah. All right. I like that. I like that. Not an old guest.
Does it seem like 20-some-odd years to you?
Oh, man, it doesn't. Good grief. Now, when did you come back to the U.S.? Because I know that we were working with you when you were down still in Australia.
Right. I came back in 2001. We settled here
yeah.
in Colorado.
Yeah. Okay. Because we were getting the books out of Australia. Cosmic Conspiracy. Couldn't keep them in, man. Everybody's getting that book. Now, you've updated that. Tell us briefly about the update, and then let's get into oil in Israel.
Well, I've updated it two or three times, but this time here in late 2010, I wrote addendum to it called the 2010 final addition, and that's because I'm not going to add to this book anymore. What I put in that last added chapter, page 260 onward, is stuff that I retranslated in the Sumerian, Chaldean, Aramaic, and Hebrew out of the book of Daniel. He was a very interesting fellow, because when it said the book was sealed, it really was sealed, because there were certain things we wouldn't know until this time. And somehow or another, I don't know how I got started on retranslating that, but it was fascinating stuff. And
I'm going to have to have you back to talk on that now.
In the book, I actually put the Hebrew, even with the vowels underneath it, and the English, and the translation, and why I translated the way I did, so no one can say, oh, he just, blowing smoke. I put the reasons and where I got my sources on it, and it is spooky. It really is.
Today, here's what happened, folks. I hadn't talked to Stan in a long time. I just called him just to see what was up, and we got into this conversation talking about oil in Israel. So, Stan, you take it away. You tell him what you know about oil in Israel.
Well, years ago, when I was in Australia, still like you said, I was over in Perth, and I was studying with a rabbi that I met, but he also was secretly studying the New Testament in Hebrew that his father had given him. He was really quite up on physics as well as all kinds of things in scripture and translating. Now, one day when he and I were talking, he said to me, there's a lot of oil under Israel. I said, well, I heard rumors of that. And he says, well, there is. And he says, here's the problem. He says, we know that there's oil there, and we can't go down and tap it, because the Arab neighbors, the oil exporting neighbors, have said that if we start pulling the oil out of our own country underneath Israel, that it will be draining oil out of their shallow wells, because our oil is down nearly 25,000 feet. And I said, oh, wow. And he says, well, think about it. He says, we wouldn't be draining their oil fields, because they're getting oil, because our oil field is under such tremendous pressure. It's shooting it up into the vents where these guys have dug in, Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Iran, all that kind of stuff. And he said, so we go to war if we put the drills to it. That's the position we're in. I think you found some stuff that probably supports the fact of what he was telling.
Yes, I did. And when you were saying that, I was jumping up and down, because in I think it was 1982, April, Hayseed Stevens was invited to go meet Menachem Begin in Israel. While he was over there, he felt like the Lord spoke to his heart and said the world's largest oil field is located at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. So he came back and gathered up some funds, him and a couple of other guys. They went over and drilled a well in 1985 at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, but it wasn't time. It twisted off. They had to abandon the well. And so then in 1995, he formed another oil company and began going around talking and trying to gather the funds to go over and drill the well. And his vision for finding oil in Israel was dead, according to him, when Prophecy Club picked him up, put him on a speaking tour, and that blew life into the vision. Then in 1993, before he could get over there and drill a well again, he fell dead from a heart attack. And his son took over the company, and things didn't go as they had planned, to say the least. Then along in 2007, his old attorney called me and asked if I would be willing to form a new oil company to continue the vision to find oil in Israel. And just to be honest, now, Stan, I haven't told you this part of the story, but here's to fill in some of the blanks. He asked me if I'd do this thing, and I kind of laughed. I mean, I chuckled. I said, look, you know, I'm not an oil man. I'm a minister. I'm a prophecy teacher. What do I know about oil? And they said, well, actually, you don't need to know about oil. We can hire people for that. We don't need anybody knows how to drill a well. We can hire people for that. What we need is someone that knows about Bible prophecy that can help us to find it and point it out through Bible prophecy. And I said, well, that I can do. I said, but it still doesn't sound like something that's for me. I'll pray about it, but probably not. So, sure enough, in my prayer closet that night, I prayed and I said, Lord, if you want me to do this, you know I don't have any extra $5,000 that attorney just said I needed to start an oil company. So, I thought, hey, here's an easy way to get out of this. If you want me to do this oil company thing, then you got to send the money. Now, if there was ever a prayer that I thought did not make it through the ceiling, it was that one.
Oh, yes.
Matter of fact, it's kind of halfway. I didn't want it to go through the ceiling.
Well, you know, you've got to be patient with the Lord sometimes. He has his own schedule.
That's right. So here's what happened the next day. The office called me and says, this lady has called and she wants to talk to you about oil in Israel. I said, why do you people keep calling me? I don't have anything to do with that. He said, well, look, she's been a $50 a month partaker for over 10 years. I think you ought to call her. Well, you know, what do you do? So I said, all right, give me your number. I'll call her. So I called. I said, yes, this is Stan with the Prophecy Club. Just returning your call. And she said, well, thank you for calling. I wanted to talk to you because two nights ago, God woke me up in the middle of the night and told me to give you $30,000 to continue the vision to find oil in Israel.
Wow.
So, Stan, I'll ask you, what would you do?
I'd go find oil.
So I called the attorney back. I told him, and I said, all right, I guess this is something God wants to do. So have on it. You know, let's start the oil company. So we started the oil company. Now, in the process, Hayseed Stevens had found 17 scriptures in the Bible that says in the last days, massive amounts of oil will be discovered in Israel. And when I took the reins, so to speak, then the prophecy student, myself, began researching, and I have now found 30 scriptures in the Bible, many more, and I have found one particular scripture that linked with the correct map gives me a very, I can't say the exact location to drill because that would be violating the law. So I will say it gives me a very interesting place to look for oil. There you go. As a matter of fact,
right.
I may as well give you a disclaimer right now before we even get started into this. Nothing in this program should be considered an offering of a security. All of what we say is for entertainment purposes. I do have a hole in my head. Everything I say is not credible, is not believable. Don't believe anything I say. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk. Because, you know, hey, the truth is, you know, they could lose some money trying to get involved in the vision with oil in Israel. Some other folks have lost some money, and that's the truth of the matter. And so, you know, we're not trying to promote that. We're just talking about oil in Israel. Well, there's been a lot of dry holes drilled in Israel. As a matter of fact, the fact is, according to the Israeli government, since 1953, there's been about 507 holes drilled in Israel specifically looking for oil or gas. And out of those 507 holes, Only 7 of them, according to what I've been able to ascertain from them. And by the way, nothing I say can be deemed anything accurate. Okay, don't believe a word I'm saying. So I'm not trying to talk anybody into doing anything here. You pray to the Lord, and he'll tell you what to do. But anyway, out of the 507 holes, only 7 are producing. In other words, looking for oil in Israel has been a dismal failure. And if you'll go read Psalms 81:6, it will tell you why. Back to the story. So we decided to start this oil company, and I began studying. I found 30 scriptures, and I found a map. Now, with any treasure, if you don't have the right map, you're not going to find the treasure. You got to have the right map. You got to find that X on the map. So first thing is I had to find the map. So I downloaded all kinds of maps talking about the different 12 tribes of Israel. And there's about 30 different maps. It is amazing how many different places somebody could move a line on a map saying, oh, no, this is Benjamin's territory here. No, the tribe of Dan, the line needs to go here. How do you know which map is correct? Well, I found there's one map that lines up in 5 different ways, and the best map closest to that only lines up in 2 ways. But this one particular map lines up with the scriptures 5 different specific ways. And then when you take that map along with one specific scripture, then I believe it gives me a very good idea for a place to look for oil. And I will say, of course, I'm not telling, but no one has drilled there before. I mean, no one has looked for oil here. So one of the reasons people haven't found oil in Israel is because they're not drilling deep enough, and they're obviously not drilling in the right spot.
They have a lot to do with it, yeah.
Now, here's another interesting part of the story, and here's where you came in. What brought this up, you were telling me that you felt like the earth is expanding. Tell us about that.
Well, in the second of 3 papers I've been preparing, one of them's already up on the website, the Gemstone Scrolls, Part 1, and gemstone is like gravity, electricity, magnetism, you know, like the Philosopher's Stone, the Gemstone papers. But Part 1's already up to electricity, but Part 2 is on gravity. And I have discovered some incredible things about gravity and about our solar system and about planets and stars and galaxies and supermassive black holes. I actually have a formula that I've derived that tells where orbits, where planets can stable orbit around our sun. And there are 4 or 5 extra orbits that are not used right now, in close anyway. But it allowed me to predict orbit out to nearly 1,000 astronomical units, or 1,000 times the distance of Earth from the sun. One of those orbits was quite interesting. It's another story we can talk about.
We'll be right back after this message. In the Michael Hoggard gift offer, First Biblical Numerics of 9-11 shows you how the Twin Towers fall is related to the fall of the Babylon in Genesis 11. In Biblical Secrets Revealed, this double DVD shows you undeniable evidence that the Bible is divinely inspired in all its details, the true meaning of the 2 witnesses, 3 days in the tomb, 4 gospels, 5 smooth stones, 6 days, 7 seals, 8 people in the ark, 9 fruits of the Spirit, 10 commandments, the beast number 666. Then in the Da Vinci Code DVD, he shows you how the book and the movie directly attack the deity of Jesus Christ and the divine inspiration of the Holy Scriptures. It offers another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. In The Secrets of Solomon's Key Revealed, he shows you the darkest, most diabolical secret in the world and how stem cells relate to the mark of the beast. Then in the DVD, Which Bible is Right for Me?, you'll discover how the modern translations of the Bible are actually tools that Satan is using to bring in a new world religion and a new world order. That's 5 titles, 6 2.5-hour DVDs valued at $170, all for a gift of just $65. Call 785-266-1112 or click prophecyclub.com. 785-266-1112 or prophecyclub.com, the Michael Hoggard gift offer. And now, back to the program.
It allowed me to predict orbit out to nearly 1,000 astronomical units, or 1,000 times the distance of Earth from the sun. One of those orbits was quite interesting. It's another story we can talk about, because it was where a tenth planet, the one that's been perturbing the orbits of Uranus and Neptune, might be found, and it has about a 3,600-year orbital period. Anyway, to have a formula for our solar system is good news and unique, publicly anyway, because they don't have a formula. They just say the planets are there and they follow Bode's law or somebody's law of progressions, but they don't know why it's there. I know why it's there, and I show in the calculations why those orbits have to be where they are. Now, I've been looking at all the planets, including Earth, with NASA satellite photos, and found that my hypothesis stroke theory of gravity, the true nature of it, is so far bearing out at 100% correct. And that is this. Take the example of a glass of water that you can see through the glass, and you can see the water, and you put a bit of sand and a bit of dark tea leaves in. The tea leaves are lighter than the sand, and you stir this up real fast and watch that little vortex of water or air go down into the middle of the water and form a little pile of particles down at the bottom. Now what you'll find is that the sand settles, the heavier, and then the soaked tea leaves settle after that, forming kind of a little cone inverted down at the bottom of the glass of water. Now, those particles of sand and tea leaf have their own gravitational fields. They're atoms. You know, they're compact little things, and they have their own gravitational field, as every atom does. But they're clustered together there, so that their combined gravitational pull down at the bottom of that glass is greater than if they were spread all out through the glass. Now, the water in that glass, that invisible thing, is what organizes those atoms into, in this case, a kind of spherical kind of cone. If you turn that glass of water upside down magically and spin it, and the same, keep the one on the top as well, put the two spinning glasses of water together bottom to bottom, you will see that it makes a three-dimensional kind of planet, a round-looking spherical thing. So what you do is you look at our solar system as being filled with some invisible fluid, which they're now choosing to call dark matter because they didn't want to believe that there was a fluid of space out there for the longest time. This was first put together in the 19th century. James Clerk Maxwell and others called it the ether space. Now, when you have spinning motion bigger than a planet, like a glass of water, full of water, and it spins, it collects atoms within the field of that spinning vortex and forces them to the center into a compact, kind of a flattened spheroid. What I went on to find was that all of our planets have indications at the polar regions of that organizing field because it leaves a spiral pattern in the north and south pole when the planet starts to cool. I found moons with that. I found asteroids with that, all using NASA's publicly available photos. What is not obviously there to begin is that the planets and the stars and the galaxies and the supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies all expand in their diameter as they age and slow down. On Earth, that would mean that our polar regions would expand as well as the rest of the planet. So if you're expanding the planet, you should see signs of it on the surface, like the continental plates that people keep talking about is what caused, you know, the separation of the continents. If you squeeze the planet down to 75% of its present diameter, all of the continents fit snugly together as though they were one piece before the planet started to expand. And it's not necessarily this gradual 2 or 10 millimeter per year expansion that they talk about in mainstream geophysics or geology. It was catastrophic. This I got from the records in Egypt that Velikovsky pointed out. It took several years for this thing to expand like that, but it was expanding rapidly, and the continents were moving apart rapidly. And you can see this on Neil Adams' website. Now, Neil Adams is an interesting fellow in himself. He's a cartoonist. I think he did something like with Batman or some of the other things that are well known, but what people don't realize is that he has a website called neiladams.com, and if you put that into your web browser, put a slash after and put Nancy Mary Universe, that's nmu.html, you'll see where he has taken real images of the Earth, of Mars, of various moons and planets, and shrunk them down to their former size before they expanded, just like Earth is doing. And you'll see that everything, including on the surface of the moon, fits together at a much smaller diameter. So he's got photographic evidence that we have expanded, and now we're starting to expand again.
The point is, you believe that the Earth is expanding and has substantially expanded since the days of Peleg, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I, think it was rapidly expanding when it did. And we may be about to undergo another one now.
And you think that that is also the cause of the current earthquakes and volcanoes waking up?
I do. You know, all these great sinkholes are talking about in South America and Europe and various places in the United States, where round holes just suddenly drop out of the ground underneath a house or a city and swallows up everything, just drops down into this big tunnel, round hole, straight down. Those things, to me, are indicative of the skin of the earth stretching rather uniformly in all directions as it expands, and weak areas are collapsing like that when they're getting pulled apart.
You know? Now, you think that's what happened in the days of Peleg. In other words, all of the land masses used to be one land mass.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you've got to see these Neil Adams animations of that. I mean, it will leave no doubt in your mind. You watch it form as it expands and contracts. You'll see the continents all fit together. So we are at the point now where we're at our next stage of expansion or development of the planet, and I think many of the other planets in our solar system are about ready to do the same thing.
Okay, now that's where I said, okay, let me tell you this story.
Okay.
And so I began to tell him this story. I guess it was probably 2 years ago. Now, again, we formed the Prophetic Oil Company about 4 years ago. I believe it actually started January of 2008. Well, a couple of years ago, these Jewish scientists called me. And they said, we have this new technology where we use ELF from the satellites. Now, ELF is extremely low frequency. It goes through just about anything, which is, in my opinion, and Stan, maybe you can confirm this, but I think it's probably the reason that about 15 years ago, they shut down the SOSUS warning nets because they can spot and track any satellite on the globe very easily using ELF to see through the seawater and to see the submarines down in the seawater. Is that correct?
Well, it was mainly for underwater sensing. They were certainly driving the whales crazy in the Pacific with the test. They were very responsive to those frequencies. But ELF will go through a lot of things. There are some types of matter that it will bounce off of, more dense matter, and that's probably what they were picking up.
Well, I can only tell you what I was told.
Okay,
and so they
fine.
Said, so they have these satellites that use this ELF, and they said that they could spot where crude oil was. And they said, if I would give them this big old pile of money, then they would use this ELF from satellite to go over and look at my area there in Israel where I believed oil is, and they would let me know if there is anything there. And I tried back and forth, trying to gather that big pile of money, and I never could gather the big pile of money. And they kept calling back and forth, and finally I said, look, guys, I just can't gather it. I just don't have that kind of money. And so they went, okay. Look, a couple of these former NASA scientists are actually Christians, and they have long believed that there is oil in Israel. And so, now we're not going to give you anything for free, but if you will give us 4 GPS points, we will go over and look at your area and see if you have anything. We're going to see if you know what you're talking about. So I gave them 4 GPS points. A couple of weeks came back by, and they finally emailed again, and they said, look, you know, you're going to send those 4 GPS points or not? I said, I sent them. So then they emailed back and said, okay, look, we said that we were only going to look at 2.5 square miles. We're going to expand it to 5 by 5. And I said, okay, great. So I guess that'd be 25 square miles. So I gave them 4 new GPS points. Then they came back, and they held a conference with me over the phone. As a matter of fact, I've recorded it. They said I could record it. And they said, brother, you have hit it. There is what we call endless oil there. And they said, now let me explain. We have only found endless oil in one other place on the planet, and that is Saudi Arabia. And they said, let me explain what it is. It's kind of like a bar of soap. In other words, there's only so much soap in a bar of soap, and when you remove that soap, it's gone. And normally, there's only so much oil in a particular formation, and when you remove it, it's gone, unless you hit what we call is source oil or unlimited oil. And he said, and that's what you've hit. He said, now, the only thing I can tell you, I'm not going to tell you where it is, I'm not going to tell you how deep it is, but I'm going to say it's over. And he said this one particular area, he said, your big 4 GPS points, he said, no, that's not it. He says it's over just, and he mentioned a direction from the smaller four GPS points. That's where it is. Now, again, let me say that disclaimer. None of this is intended to offer you any kind of security. This is for entertainment purposes only. Whatever disclaimer I need to say, disclaimer, I say it now. If you are interested in our vision to find oil in Israel, call 877-OIL-ISRAEL. Now from the Prophecy Club, some exciting opportunities for you. The Prophecy Club Summer Newsletter is now available for download at prophecyclub.com, or you can call 785-266-1112 and we'll mail it to you free. We have 6 meetings scheduled, and articles like The Rise of the Islamic Leopard, Obama's Drive to Disarm America, The Russian Bear is Rising, and 7 new DVDs to inform you of last day's events. That's prophecyclub.com or 785-266-1112 for our free newsletter. In the Steve Quayle gift offer, you get Angels and Fallen Angels, the Sexual Corruption of the Human Race. Daniel says they will mingle their seed with humans, and Joel says they'll fall on a sword and not be wounded. And in Weather Wars, it explains how weather can be manipulated with technology. Hotter summers, droughts, famines, lightning fires, torrential rains, flooding, mudslides, winter storms, they're all being manipulated and used as weapons. In Genesis 6 Giants, it provides picture proof that super hybrid giants exist today, and it explains their past and their plans to destroy humanity. Angel Wars will tell you that genetics, nanotechnology, and robotics are here now, making super soldiers, terminators, demon robots, wormholes, and stargates. Long Walker's Return of the Nephilim puts the whole picture together in one exciting fictional book, normally $155. Get all 5 books for a gift of just $125. Ask for the Steve Quayle gift offer. Call 785-266-1112 or go online to prophecyclub.com. That's the Steve Quayle gift offer, 785-266-1112 or prophecyclub.com. Is it possible that an ancient harbinger holds the secret of America's future? That this mystery lies behind everything from 9/11 to the collapse of the global economy? Are the ancient harbingers of judgment now manifesting in America? Is God sending America a prophetic warning of what is to come? Before its destruction as a nation, ancient Israel received 9 harbingers, prophetic omens of warning. The same 9 harbingers now appear to be manifesting in America with immediate ramifications for end-time Bible prophecy. Hidden in an ancient biblical prophecy from Isaiah, the mysteries revealed in the harbinger are so precise that they foretold recent American events down to the exact day. The revelations are so specific that even the most hardened skeptics find it hard to dismiss. It sounds like a plot out of a Hollywood thriller, but it's real. Topics are, what is a harbinger? What are the 9 harbingers? What did the harbingers bring to Israel? Have 9 harbingers hit America now? Was 9/11 America's first harbinger? Does Isaiah 9:10 prophesy the fall of America? Does the harbinger involve some of America's highest leaders? Does the Shemitah have a prophecy for America? Is there a harbinger, a prophetic warning hidden in America's consecration ground? How the harbinger fits into end-time Bible prophecy. Call the Prophecy Club. Ask for the harbinger, 785-266-1112. The harbinger, 785-266-1112. Call now. While prophetic oil cannot say we know the exact location to find oil in Israel, we do believe that the Bible does promise that oil will be found in Israel, and our goal is to go and see if we can find the oil in Israel, and to use the proceeds to win thousands upon thousands of souls to Christ. To find out more about our vision, call 877-OIL-ISRAEL or 877-645-4772. There is no guarantee of results.